with you.
Amen.
Philippians, if you have your Bibles here tonight, I won't keep you long. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3. Hallelujah. Down at verse number 12. Philippians 3 and 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If the Lord would help us for just a few moments tonight, I have a simple thought, pressing for the prize. Amen. Pressing for the prize. Hallelujah. You know, we're all pressing for that prize here tonight, aren't we?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I thought about so many times, amen, you have some kind of a giveaway, and I mean folks will press to get that giveaway, won't you? Glory to God. That men's meeting that I went to, I was able to go, I think, one time, maybe twice, once I know of, and it was real fun, Brother Tommy. They had guns up there. Yeah. They had knives. I won jumper cables. Amen. And I still use them all the time. Jumped them over many times with jumper cable, great big long set. They had all kinds of prizes up there. Amen. Yes. And you know, even grown men will fill his name out, fill numbers. Amen. Put it in the hat to win a prize.
Yeah.
Amen. Grown women will do that. It's fun about winning a prize, ain't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I love what Paul was saying here. Amen. He was saying, hey, I'm not satisfied with my spiritual condition. Amen. I want to reach forward, praise God.
Yes.
I want to strive forward for the Lord. Paul, look at his life, had many converts. He had established churches. He had reached large cities for the gospel. Yes. He had made great progress, but he said, hey, I'm not satisfied. There's still a lot of ground to be covered. Amen.
Yes,
glory to God.
Lord.
He was never fully satisfied with his accomplishments. Amen. No matter how much we grow in knowledge and in holiness, there will always be room to get a little bit better. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, he said to himself, amen, that I hadn't quite apprehended yet. Amen. What he was saying is, I hadn't quite got to the place I want to get yet. Amen. Glory to God. I like what Corinthians said, 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, you better get your feet grounded good up underneath of you before you go to boasting too much. Amen. Hallelujah. You better take heed lest you fall also. Amen. There's room for improvement. I don't want to get too carnally minded. Amen. But you take the best basketball players in the world. They got coaches that they watch their tape. Amen. They watch their moves over and over. And they play it to that player. And they let them see their moves. Yes, they're probably one of the best basketball players, or maybe quarterback, he watches himself. Maybe they're one of the best passers, amen, in all of the world. But if they want to get better, you know what they do? They don't get satisfied with being right there. They study tape, amen. You take an avid deer hunter, amen. I mean, he's killed big bucks in the past. But if you really want to be the best, amen, you set up cameras, you study your environment. I mean, there's even people that'll pay helicopters to come in and do a topographical, amen, map. So they know every little swag and every little holler and every different direction. Amen. Great God. They really put the time in. Amen. They really study to try to be the best that they could be. Amen. I believe what Paul was saying here. Yes, I've accomplished a lot for the Lord. Amen. I've established churches. Amen. I mean, I've went a many miles preaching the gospel. I'm not quite ready to be satisfied and stake a claim down and say I've done all. But he said, oh no, I believe I can dig in a little deeper. Hallelujah. I believe I can go a little further. I believe I can do just a little bit more for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. I done banged the podium and lost my place. But he said there in verse number 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. Amen. I like this word here. It wasn't really perfect in the sense that it never made a mistake. But he was saying, I'm still doing my best to finish this course. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not satisfied with what I'm doing, but I want to do more for the Lord. Hallelujah. When Paul used that word perfect, he was saying that he was not by any means, amen, completely what he wanted to be. But he said, I'm forever pressing onward. I'm forever trying to attain more for God. Hallelujah. You look at the old preachers, the old brother Riches. Amen. I mean, I was thinking about Randy Webb. We was just down there last week. Amen. He is preaching camp meetings when I was a little boy. Still preaching them. Amen. How does a man that age, like Brother Rich, probably preach hundreds of camp meetings throughout the... How does them old timers, amen, ever keep a passion? Amen. Keep maintaining. Keep trying to do more for the Lord. I tell you, they don't get satisfied. You can't look back at yesterday and keep that. Like that scripture said, let him take heed lest, amen, great God, he that stand to take heed lest he fall. You can't say, look at what all I've done and get satisfied. No, you got to say, I got another revival to preach. Amen. I got another camp meeting to preach. Praise God. It blesses my heart so much. I've told it here. Amen. Brother John Cordell was telling me that he was up around Virginia area when Kevin Webster was preaching, amen, revival, I think, for Randy Webb. Amen. Kim Webster left to Oklahoma and he flew to Virginia. Amen. And one of their airports, I guess, out there in Oklahoma, he said he looked and there was a familiar face way up in his 80s. Brother Don Rietje had snow white headed sitting down in a wheelchair. And he said over beside of him was Sister Rich. Neither one of them can walk very far. Amen. But they had him in a wheelchair. Great God, Brother Webster said, where are you going, Brother Rich? Oh, me and Sister Rich, we're going to Panama. Amen. They got established many churches. He's preached the gospel to folks that have never heard the gospel preached to before. Amen. I mean, he's accomplishing the word of God in progress. I mean, in action, if you will. Amen. Oh, he could have stayed home. I'm too worn out. Amen. I'm too old. I don't need to go to Panama. But he said, no, I'm going to go preach another revival. Hallelujah. I'm going to feel like shouting. Amen. I'm going to tell another soul about you. Look back at all you've done. That don't count. What counts is today. Today's a day of salvation. Tomorrow may never come. He was willing to go preach another meeting. Amen. Willing to go tell somebody else about Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Brother Webster said, they said their goodbyes. We'll see, we'll see. I'm hit Virginia. He's heading up him. We'll see. Brother Webster said he got way down the hall and he heard Brother Rich holler out, hey, Brother Kevin. Amen. And Brother Kevin turned around and he said, could you do me one favor? I could hear Brother Rich telling him. Brother Kevin said, what's that, Brother Rich? He said, could you preach a little holiness? Amen. Glory to God. Tell another generation it's worth living for. Tell another young child you live for God. Tell another church rise above worldliness. Tell another church I'm pressing for the prize. Tell another church, hey, God, there's a prize to pay. Don't get too happy with where you are, but press forward. There's a prize, and I'm not going to stop until I make it to that prize. I said, I'm not going to stop until I reach for the top of that prize. I'm pressing to get the prize. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I got to move on here.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Paul. Amen. Great God was a mature Christian. He was never satisfied, but he's always studying how he can get a little better.
Right.
Great God. Woo, amen. God's word repeatedly warns us of having a false estimation or a false opinion of one's own self. Don't look at yourself and think you're way more valuable than what you are. You know, a lot of good preachers have failed when they reach that point. When you think you're too good, amen, and when you think you're so good that even God can't make it without you, you better take heed lest you fall. Amen. Amen. God, I appreciate good men. Amen. We wouldn't be where we are if God hadn't placed a good man in our life. Every one of us. Amen. Thank God for good men. I tell you what, I don't want to get to the place where I don't feel like God can revolve those doors if Jason ain't there. Amen. If Jason don't show up. Let me tell you something. God's going to have a church with or without Jason. Amen. God's going to have I don't try to diminish mine or your value either. God's going to have a church with or without you. Amen. It's just my privilege to get along for the ride. Hallelujah. I said it's my privilege, amen, just to get in the middle of it and get to feel a little of all this in heaven too. Amen. Just to get to feel a little bit of what we've got to feel. Hallelujah. I don't know. I know I'm partial. Me and John's buddies, and we don't even talk a whole lot. Great God. I tell you, I feel it when he testifies. Amen. He had his hand back there and he said, I drank amen, a quart of bourbon whiskey and I got alcohol poison and I could have died lost and been in hell tonight. But I thank God that I'm saved in the house of I felt that. Amen. I don't know if you did or not, sister, but I felt that. Amen. Something got a hold of and jumped in my inside. This is some church to get excited about. I said this is something that, amen, to say, hey, I'm part of the church, amen. I'm part of this living church of God. Amen. There's a prize, and I'm pressing forward to that prize. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The church at Sardis,
Jesus,
was a dead church that thought it was alive.
Yeah.
And unto 3:1, Revelation 3:1, and unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. Thou hast a name that thou livest. And thou art dead. Great God. I don't want to get to the place to think I'm something when I ain't nothing.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, Brother Daniel, he can tell some newsies. Amen. He's been in some newsies. Remember when he told that little lady stole his song in church? Great God. He had a song typed out in church. And this old lady was looking at his song, but the church, she said, do you mind? He said, no, I don't mind. And he didn't really pay much attention and come to find out that lady stole one of his songs. Amen. Glory to God. He's been in some places. Amen. I've laughed through the years. He told me these two old sisters in church. Amen. That neither one of them could stand one another. One didn't like the one and that one didn't like, I mean, feeling a little mutual. Amen. Neither one of them cared not one thing about the other. Hallelujah. Hey God. They both thought they was something. Amen. Thou have a name that thou art alive, but thou art dead. Hallelujah. So Brother Daniel said this one old sister got in church one night and she got to shouting around and got to speaking in tongues like it was the Lord. Hey God, listen to this. You'll find out it probably wasn't the Lord. Brother Daniel said this is what she said. Amen. Spoke in tongues. And then gave the interpretation and said, thou, my friend, art not the humdinger that thou thinkest thou art. Amen. Hey, God. I've laughed and laughed over that. Amen. Through the years, thou art the humdinger that thou thinkest thou art. Amen. Hey, God. I don't mean to be too funny tonight, Sister Jane, but I come to tell Jason tonight. Amen. I come to tell you tonight. You ain't the humdinger that you think you are. Amen. I tell you, I'm striving. Amen. I'm climbing. I'm trying to climb a little higher. Amen. I'm trying to run a little faster. I'm trying to go a little further. Amen. Amen.
Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Woo! What about that Laodicean church? 3:17, later on in that third chapter. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Amen. Oh, I come to tell you, I don't want to get to the place, thank God, I'm rich and increased in goods and don't have nothing, when really I'm poor as a wretch, amen. When really I need a whole lot. Do you know there's a lot of church people like that? If you talk to them, they're right there. I'm rich, I'm increased in goods, I've got plenty, I've got everything. No, you're poor as a pauper, amen. You're spiritually bankrupt. Hey, amen. Everything's about to crumble around. You have need of a whole lot. Amen. You have need of the Lord. Amen. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, we can make ourselves better than what we really are. We can puff up in pride and think we're far much more than we actually really are. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. I tell you, best thing we can do is keep pressing forward for the prize and grow spiritually. I want to grow. That's been said a lot lately. I want to grow more spiritually, don't you? Woo! Hallelujah. We got some flowers last Saturday, I think it was. We went up to Kim's greenhouse up where Daniel works in Milton. We seen Brother Daniel up there. And Michelle got some flowers and several of them. You know, she got a lot of them little ones in the 3-packs or whatever, 4-packs, the small ones. And she already had them in her, and she come home and put them in her planters there at the house. We had rain Monday, and we've had good warm weather all week. And I come home from work yesterday, and she's excited, amen. She said, come out here and look. And I went out there and looked, and them flowers are already blossoming and blooming. Great God, already sprouting out, already growing. There's evidence, amen, that they're not what they were a week ago, but they're already sprouting out, Brother John. Hey, let me tell you something. You can grow spiritually. Hey, man, you need to grow. He glorifies God. Did you know? Amen. Spiritual growth gives God glory. Did you know that? It's evidence, hey, that you're a born-again Christian. Somebody said that so-and-so judges. They judge me. Amen. Brother George, if I go out to an apple tree, I expect to see some apples every now and again. How about you? We was coming by somewhere, might be a Menard. No, it was at Kim's also. And he had a bunch of trees back there. He had apple trees because they had tags on them, and he had peach trees. Reed said, is that a peach tree? And I said, yeah, amen. And she said, how you know that's a peach tree? I started to say, because it grows peaches, but it didn't have no peach on it, amen. But how I knew it was a peach tree, it had a tag on it, amen. They had a big peach and said peach tree, amen. And so what that means, Brother George, you take that down to your house and plant it and really nurture it for a year or two. It's just cut about this size right now, but you give it a couple years, amen, you take good care of it, don't hit it with a weed eater, amen, water it real good, and you know what's going to happen in a couple years? Peaches is going to start putting out on that, amen. Glory to God. And it'll be evidence that it's a peach tree because it has peaches, amen. It'll be evidence that you're a child of God because you'll bear fruit of a Christian, amen. Spiritual growth, amen, it's visible to others. It's a great witness, amen. It protects the cause of Christ from reproach. People say, I don't want to go down there and act like that bunch of hypocrites. I don't want to be that one to you. I don't want to be that one that brings a bad name upon the church and upon the name of Christian. Oh no, amen. Spiritual growth, it'll bring joy in your life. Did you know that? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Great God in heaven, I come to tell you, I want to press toward that prize. Amen.
Oh, thanks, Lord.
All right, let's get to the next part. I keep flipping my page. Amen. Woo! But I follow verse 12 after. Amen. And if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Paul said, I follow after. Great God. Got my eyes set on that finish line. This is used to describe a runner or a sprinter who was pressing down the track with everything in his might to run just as fast as he could run. I follow after. The goal line was his objective.
Right.
He wanted to finish his race. Great God, he wanted to cross that finish line. Hallelujah. Did you know this Christian walk? It's a race. I won't read it all. Amen. Hebrews 12:1, when he started out and said, amen, wherefore seeing we are past the battle so great a cloud of witnesses, amen, let us lay aside every weight and sin with us so easily, but set us those things that get you off track. Amen. But those things behind, if you don't watch out, a runner can't run fast with his head turned back. You ever seen a horse really? One of them thoroughbred horses that just had a Kentucky Derby. You ever seen one of them thoroughbred horses running, amen, with his head back?
No, sir.
Woo! No. I never seen it in all my life. Amen. Hey, God. Amen. And he said, lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us. And let us, here it is, run. Amen. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us run, Brother George, with patience. Hallelujah. What does that tell us? Does that tell us that verse, Brother Tommy, that this Christian walk, amen, man, is a sprint. It's a 100-yard dash. It's just, amen, just to see if you can know. Let us run with patience. This is a marathon we own, Sister Dottie. There's going to be some uphills. There's going to be some downhills. There's going to be some good days. And there's going to be some days when you shake your head and say, is God really in the heavens? Oh, yes. It's a race that you're going to run, Brother John. It's going to be days when the devil tries to knock you off track. The Corinthians said, but run that you may obtain. What are we trying to obtain? Amen. I'm trying to obtain that prize. I said, I'm trying to obtain that prize. Amen. Hey, God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9:26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Oh, no. But I'm running with certainty. Amen, that when I get to the end of the road, there's going to be a Father that's waiting on me to finish. Amen. Hey, God, hallelujah, the Christian life, amen, is also compared to a wrestler and to a boxer. Amen.
Yes,
yes.
But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's a lot of things out there you've got to wrestle against.
That's the truth.
That's right.
Woo!
Yep. Amen.
I don't know why, but all my kids, probably because we just aggravate them, my kid, we're always talking about the mean man. Mean man's going to get you. This is going to get you. That's going to get you. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes, it's a dark time, of course, kids get afraid. And if we're still outside trying to pick up and go in the house and West, and he'll say, and the mean man comes out at night time. And I said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, West, and the mean man comes out at night time. Amen. And he always tells me, and you can punch the mean man's nose and run him away. I said, oh, yeah. Daddy will punch the mean man's nose. Amen. And run him out of here. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell you, I've got one in my corner that can punch the mean man's nose. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, God, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hey, God, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but Paul said, I got my eyes set on that evil one. Hey, God, I've got the target zeroed in. Hey, and the Lord is going to stand by my side. Amen.
Hey,
God in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you.
Too many people nowadays are like the Galatians. Paul said you did run well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened to you?
That's right.
What hindered you?
Come on.
Woo! Great God, you was running real good. Have you ever seen folks do that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Once again, this is not a sprint This is a marathon. You better pace yourself or you're going to run out of wind.
Amen.
Woo.
Yeah.
I've seen people do just that, man. They take off wide open and they run out of wind. Mm-hmm. Great God. I ain't trying to take be lazy, but I believe a Christian has to pace themselves.
That's
right. Amen.
Consistency.
Jesus.
You got to weather some storms.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You can't carry your feelings on your shoulders.
That's right.
I never seen some people, a lot of times, church people. I mean, they're some of the easily offended people you ever seen, church folks.
Amen.
Well, they won't go to church because somebody hurt their feelings.
That's right.
But yet they go to work every day and fight and squabble around like a bunch
Amen.
Of kids.
That's right.
The truth.
Lord. They keep going to work. So-and-so hurt their feelings, but they keep going to work.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Woo! Am I preaching all right?
Yes.
Amen.
You did run well, but who hath hindered you? Great God. Amen. It's a marathon, amen, that we're on, and we got to run this race. Hallelujah. God lays hold, I believe, on the believers. Great God, for two key purposes. Amen. There's two key purposes of your life, and that's to live, I believe, a holy life. Great God, and to live a useful life. Amen. Great God. And for he said in 1 Thessalonians 4:7, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but he has called us unto holiness. Woo. Did you hear that? He has called us unto holiness. What about John 15:16? Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained rather you that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I tell you, there's usefulness of our life that God wants to get the glory out of.
Yes.
We're saved to glorify Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
And to let him use us.
That's right, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
I want him to be able to use me. Don't
praise
you?
Praise
Lord, would you use
Thank
me?
Thank you, Lord.
Would you use me this last day when Paul finally said, I fought a good fight, I kept the faith. What was he saying? Lord, I'll give you my life to use.
Jesus.
I'll give you my life to use. I've been bad for it, not so much anymore. But I remember when I was young, amen, I had a truck I really liked. I washed that thing, Brother Tommy. Amen. If it rained, I wouldn't get it. My dad had a garage, two-car garage years ago. I wouldn't get that old truck out of the garage.
Yeah.
Woo! What good's a vehicle if you don't use it?
Right.
What good if I go buy me a nice mower, Sister Dottie? I mean, top of the line, best lawnmower you can buy. Right here is the best money can buy. And Brother George come over, and I have that thing all shined up out there in the building. I said, Brother George, I'll come over here and look at this. We go out there and look at that, and I'll tell you all the features it has and how good it is and how many horsepower and how many acres per hour it'll cut. And it's brand new sitting in there, and you say, does it cut good? I don't know. I'm afraid to use it. I don't want to get it tore up. I don't want to break it. Amen. Woo!
Yes,
come on now.
Yes,
hey, we're to be used of the Lord. Did you know that? Hey, God. Don't hide your light under a bushel, amen. But get out there and get used, amen. Get out there and give your life away. Hallelujah. Get out there and do something for the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 13, I'm just about done. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do.
One thing.
Hallelujah. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are yet before me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Great God. My. I tell you what, I'm reaching. How about you? Paul had a passion to keep on reaching. He had a passion to reach that goal that was ahead of him. Let nothing divert his attention. I count not myself to have apprehended. What was he saying? He did not claim to have arrived to his spiritual goal just yet. Amen. But this one thing I do. Hallelujah. Great God. Take your time. Underline a few things right here. Here's the meat of the message. Paul said, if I'm going to get to where I'm going, I've got to lose sight of things back there. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? He said, if I'm going to get to where great God, I'm not yet apprehended. I've not yet made it to where I want to be. Yet forget getting those things which are behind. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. That goes two ways. Did you know it? Sister Dolly, yesterday's failures can get me off track.
Right.
If I sit around and worry about all that I missed out on, all that I did not do, all that I did not accomplish, it'll get me depressed and cause me to drop out of the race. Amen. But it also goes the other way. If I have accomplished a lot, amen, like Paul had done, if I had done a lot for the Lord and get satisfied with where I am and say, look at all I've done, I don't need to do anymore, I could get off track, lose my passion, lose my... But no, Paul said, I hadn't made it to where I want to get just yet. But if I'm going to get there, I can't be looking back. Amen. I've got to forget if I'm going to press to the prize, I've got to forget what's back, good or bad. Let it go. Hey, there's a prize just ahead. And if I'm going to reach it, Sister Christina, I've got to keep on running. I've got to keep on striving, forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
This one thing I do.
Bye-bye.
Woo! Yeah, hallelujah. It's got me intrigued.
Oh,
I still got plenty of time.
Come on,
amen.
Come on.
It's got me intrigued, Brother Tommy. Great God. Did you know there's four or five one things in the Bible?
Bless him, Lord.
Great God.
Yeah.
Joshua 23:14. And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls, listen, that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord God spake.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Praise the Lord.
All these are separate sermons in herself. Joshua looked back over his life and he said, not one thing has the Lord failed him. Hallelujah. Pray, God. I feel like shouting to George. Amen. Isn't that shouting now, Sister Mitchell? When Joshua looked back over his life and he said, hey, everything the Lord spake unto me that he was going to do, not one thing has he lacked from doing. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, I come to tell you. And if he did it for Joshua, he'll do it for you.
Amen.
That not one thing hath failed of all the good things that the Lord your God spake concerning you. Amen. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath the Lord failed thereof. Hey, God, I come to tell you, not one thing has the Lord ever failed me on. The Lord said, Jason, if you'll serve me, I'll give you the strength to work for me. And can I tell you, church, about 26 years ago, when I knelt down in an altar of prayer, not one thing, Sister Janie, has the Lord failed me on. I said, not one thing has the Lord failed this old country boy on. But he's been a good God. I said, he's been a friend when I didn't have nobody. He's been there. Has the Lord ever found me?
Thank you, blessed Lord.
I got to move on here.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
Psalms 27:4. I'm giving you the one thing real quick the Bible talks about.
One thing,
David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire, amen, in his temple. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing in the house of the Lord. Did you know that? I know we didn't have a whole lot here tonight. Very God, I got a lot out of this service. Amen. And great God, we had some wonderful singing. I felt the Lord in the singing. But once again, it was a beautiful thing when a man raised his hands and said, I thank you, Lord, that I could be dead, that I'm saved. Sister Maria, I'm in the house of the Lord. I've been alcohol poisoned. I've been laid up in the hospital. I don't know if it was that time, but me and Tommy and Tom Perry came down to the hospital. Amen. He shook it. That was the time he was in the hospital, laying there. brother Tom Perry said, my brother-in-law's in bad shape. And we went down there and prayed for him. He didn't get saved just then. But hey, not one thing has the Lord found us on. This one thing have I desired.
Amen.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord to behold the beauty in his house. Amen. It's a beautiful thing in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I said it's a beautiful thing. It's in the house of God where sinners meet us a mighty Savior. It's in the house of God, hey, that you receive your healing. It's in the house of the Lord where the Holy Ghost is poured out from the day. It's a beautiful thing in the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, brother. Thank you, blessed Lord. Thank you, blessed Lord.
Glory. Come on.
We're getting too scattered here. Come
on. Bless him, Lord.
I'd like to finish these one things before I finish my message.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Mark 10:21.
God had
then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Yeah. You know, one thing can cause you to go to hell.
Amen. That's right.
Sure can.
One sin.
That's right.
One thing.
Amen.
One sin can keep you out of heaven's
that's right,
golden streets. Did you know that?
Yes, Jesus.
Ooh, oh, God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross and follow me. Jesus speaking right here to the rich young ruler. Mm-hmm. This guy came to the Lord. I don't have time to get in all that. And he said, Lord, He said, keep the commandments of the Lord. I kept commandments from my youth up.
Yep.
I've always kept your commandments. It's been the number one thing in my life. I've always kept your commandments. I did them all, and Jesus said, there's still one thing.
Yep.
One thing thou lackest.
That's right.
You got greed in your heart.
Amen.
That's it.
Yes. Amen.
I looked that word up a while back. You could probably look it up. Somebody could real quick and do better than just impromptu here. But greed means when you have plenty, but you have a desire to keep on wanting.
That's it.
I want more.
Yeah.
I want more. I want more.
Man.
I've got plenty in my barns. I won't tear down my barns. Amen. There you go. I've got all I need, but I want a little bit more.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
I can't sleep at night because I want more.
Tell it, brother.
What about old Naboth over in the Old Testament? He already had plenty. There you go.
Yeah.
But he wanted more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
He wanted more.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, I come to tell you here tonight. One thing thou lackest.
Praise.
I gotta move on, I'm getting scattered here. Hallelujah. Peter, 2 Peter 3:8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. I feel like these one things are important. Go back later and study them out. Amen. One thing. He said, it's important. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
Yeah.
Sure. Ooh, I love this one. Luke 10:42. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary was devoted, sitting, listen to this, at Jesus' feet to learn. Jesus commended her for her choice. Are you learning from the Lord? Are you learning from his word? This one thing is very needful. Too many Christians, I believe, today are involved with many things.
Right.
Like Martha, they're cumbered about with much. They're cumbered about with many things. They're too stretched. They're too scattered.
Yeah,
when the secret of the progress is concentrating on one thing.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, God.
Amen. To achieve what God wants us to do, there's some things we must forget. Forgetting those things which are behind.
Yep.
Yes.
Forgetting does not mean, I love this, literally obliterating the memories of the past, but a conscious refusal to let the past conquer my life today.
Praise
you know, some people can't live today because yesterday conquers their life today.
Man, sure does.
Right.
Yep. Bless him, Lord.
Never look back on your yesterdays in such a way that it slows your progress today. This is exactly what Israel did in the book of Numbers. I want you to get that for me, Brother John. I was going to let you get that for me, and I forgot. Numbers 11. It's all the way back there, just a couple books into the Bible. Numbers 11, 5 and 6. Amen. The book of Numbers chapter number 11, verse number 5. Amen. Israel did just that. Brother John's getting ready to read this to us. Israel could not serve God in the fullest today because they kept on looking back on yesterday. Yep. Where they come from. Yep. How it used to be.
Right. Yep. Right. Yep.
What I got used to.
Right.
You know what? That, you know, there's some people get so used to living in jail when they get out of jail. That's why people's been in jail for a good number of years. They got to come out and they get these halfway houses, they call them. Because they get so accustomed living in jail that they kind of like it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Sure do.
And they get out, and a lot of people will commit repeating crimes to go back to jail.
Man.
Because they kind of like three hops in a cot. They kind of like they got used to it. Sometimes we can get used to things too much and kick God out of the arrangements.
Right.
Brother John, you got them two verses for me.
We remember the fig which we did eat.
Wait there. What did they say? We remember, their minds are thinking.
Yeah.
We remember the fish that we did eat. Go ahead.
And ate it freely.
We ate it freely back there in Egypt.
Yeah.
The cucumbers. And the melons.
The melons.
And the leeks.
The leeks.
And the onions.
The onions.
And the garlic.
And the garlic. My boy sound like a good recipe, didn't it? Go ahead, Rosie.
But now our soul is dried away.
Wait there. But now our soul is what?
Dried away.
But now our soul is
dried
away.
Oh God.
Oh God, come on.
There's nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Besides this manna.
Besides this manna.
Before our eyes.
Before our eyes. Is that all of it?
Yes.
Oh,
amen. The children of Israel, they got so, amen, caught up on what they used to have. Mm-hmm. Here they are eating manna from heaven's oven.
Angel's food,
and they're worried about the garlic and the leeks. That's like the prisoner wanting to go back to jail.
Right.
Oh, God.
Dear Lord.
Amen. Today may have been a great day for us. Amen. Today could have been great. And you may have lived for Christ in a very powerful way. Amen. But tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day. Did you know that?
Yes, Lord.
Don't get too caught up on today. Thank God for today. But I can't get up tomorrow and say, look what I did yesterday.
It's good.
But Tommy, I believe every sermon is Brother Tom, as we reiterated from the start, is very important. God, I believe God ordains songs and services.
Yeah.
I believe God ordains preachers with sermons. I believe God anoints instrument players on instruments. God ordains all that to take a part in his work. Do you believe that?
Sure does.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
But you know, Tommy, Sunday night rolls around. I preached the best I could on to who was here tonight. I've done my best.
Yeah.
But when Sunday night comes around, you know what I got to pray? I knew there wasn't going to be a lot here. I called Brother Tommy last night to see if they were sick. If I'd have had four or five more sick, we might not have had church tonight. We wouldn't have had it. Amen. I knew a bunch of people sick. Didn't look like we was going to have a lot. I don't even know. You can scan the crowd. Well, we got 15. Amen. I don't even think there's 20 of us. Probably 15 or 17 of us here tonight.
Yep.
So the devil says, oh, you just, you know, I've never been that way. I've always tried to preach my very best. I don't care if there's 10 here or if there's 100 here.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Amen. Brother Tommy, I know preachers to assist the contrary. If they don't have enough crowd to preach to, they ain't going to give it half their wits, you know.
Right. Lord,
no. They ain't going to give it half.
Right.
I tell you what, I'm going to give it my all.
That's right.
I try to seek the Lord, Brother George. When Sunday comes, I'm going to say, Lord, help me preach, God, like it's my last. It might be my last. Tonight might be my last. Back there in that office back there just this evening, I prayed and I said, Lord, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people here, but I want to preach for you like it's my last sermon.
Hallelujah.
You probably remember Sunday night sermon. But by the time I had to forget Sunday night sermon tonight.
That's it.
And I had to preach tonight.
Yeah.
And if the Lord stands till Sunday gets here, I got to forget Thursday night and I got to do the best I can Sunday.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up. Forgetting those things which are behind and do your best for God today.
Right.
You stand with me in this house. I preach to you.
That's great, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
I want to press to the prize, don't you?
Amen.
Pressing forward to the prize. And Paul said, if I'm going to get to that prize, I got to forget those things. I got to forget my past failures. I've even got to forget my past successes.
Amen.
If I want to reach God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to get to the prize, don't you, church?
Amen.
Yes, I said I want to press toward that prize. I want to do something for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul forgot what was behind, and he reached forth to those things which were before him. Reaching forth. Amen. Describe that runner, that horse.
You ever see a racer when he gets near the end? He tries to extend himself.
Yeah.
Reaching forth.
Yeah.
I can see Paul. Reaching forth.
I've done a lot, but I got a little further to go.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, man. Woo, I got something. I'm scanning my notes here, trying to find the one to leave you with. In a small churchyard at the foot of a Swiss mountain, the body of a young English climber was buried. On the tombstone, his name and date of his birth and his death. But also, beside of his name was these words written: "He died climbing."
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Amen.
Praise God.
He died climbing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, George, one of these days, they're going to lay us to rest.
Amen.
Sister Maria, I hope they can write on my tombstone.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't looking back.
Be to God.
He didn't have his head turned back like Lot's wife.
Thank you, Lord.
No. But he died climbing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's find us an altar here tonight. Let's press toward this prize. I want to make it, don't you? I want to die climbing. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you.